Today's Shulchan Menachem, we're still in the middle of Reish Chav Hei 225. Now here, in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, there is a discussion about what happens if somebody has a large house, or he doesn't use the example of a large house, he says, if someone cannot trouble himself to do the entire Bedikas Chometz all by himself. So he says over there in the Shulchan Aruch that he should send up his family members around him when he makes the bracha for the Bedikas Chometz, and each one should begin the Bedikas Chometz in his own place, but they start right from the place they're going. There shouldn't be an interruption, not to go to their designated place, but you start off next to where you hear the bracha, as not to make interruption, then you go to your place. Now, it seems clearly from the Alter Rebbe, and the Alter Rebbe writes over there, you shouldn't really leave it up to just the family members. The Alter Rebbe explains that the obligation of searching the chametz is only on the head of the household. It's his chametz, and he has the obligation to check it. The family members are not obligated to check it. And therefore, he says, we know that there is a rule that it's a mitzvah more to do it on your own than send a shaliach. So therefore the Alter Rebbe advocates and he says that you should be involved and you should check the chametz by yourself as well. If it's a situation where you cannot do it all because it's too much for you, then you can involve the family members. So from the language and the clarity of the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, it seems that it would be preferable for the person, the head of the household, to just do it all by himself. The only thing is, since mitzvah b'yosem b'shluchay, the only thing is, in a situation where he can't do it all by himself, so then you gather the family members. However, when you look in the language of the siddur, the way the Alter Rebbe writes it before Bedikas Chometz, he seems, without giving any stipulations, he just says, person should place his family members next to him, as if to say that's the right order of things to do. So it seems that it's a little bit different than in the Siddur. The Alter Rebbe seems to say that even if you could do it all by yourself, you should still have your family members around you. So the person is writing to the Rebbe that it seems like from the Siddur that the Alter Rebbe is saying a little different than the Shulchan Aruch, that in the Siddur he holds that you should involve the family members. And he's trying to explain it why. Now, the Rebbe, first of all, says it's not clear that the Alter Rebbe really is saying something different than the Shulchan Aruch, even though he just writes it without the stipulation, because he's basically quoting what he said in the Shulchan Aruch. He didn't write every detail of the Shulchan Aruch. He says, he's assuming, it would seem that there's too much for one person to do it all by themselves, so he just writes it, Yamim Bnei Beisa, but he doesn't really mean to make a difference. That's also a possibility, but even if we should say, the Rebbe says that this is something which should be done, the Rebbe rejects the explanation of the writer of the letter, because he wanted to suggest that the reason is that it's better to put the family members, because for one person to do it, he might get tired and he's not going to do such a good checking. So it turns out, according to the way he wanted to explain it, it's just it's better to have other people check it to make sure that your checking would be correct. But the Rebbe rejects that, because the Rebbe says that whole idea that somebody will not check properly isn't really something that is brought down, that we say as far as men go, and it's brought down as far as with women it goes, but it doesn't say with regards to men, so we can't come up with that. And besides the point, the Rebbe says, it really would matter what kind of size of a house you have. And if you have a small, just one room place, which is not too difficult, and then it would be different. So we can't say that the Alter Rebbe is writing only in a certain scenario when he just writes it in a general way. So the Rebbe doesn't accept that difference. But the Rebbe says, if we should say that the Alter Rebbe actually means to say something different than the Shulchan Aruch, and we should say that the Alter Rebbe advocates to have the family members there, so the Rebbe says that first of all, maybe the Alter Rebbe holds in the Siddur that even though the family members are not obligated, but since he's already going to fulfill the mitzvah anyways, because he's doing it. But it's a mitzvah to get other people involved with mitzvahs as well. So let them go ahead, and even though it's your mitzvah and they don't have an obligation, but of course when they do it, as the Alter Rebbe says, they will make a bracha. They should stand by the bracha. They don't make their own bracha, but they should answer amen because they are doing a mitzvah, as the Alter Rebbe explains in Shulchan Aruch. The Rebbe doesn't add it over here, but it seems like maybe the Alter Rebbe wants to involve the family members into making a bracha. And further, the Rebbe says that it would seem that even though that he's already searching a little bit, so he's doing the mitzvah boy, even though in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch it says that he should still be doing the whole thing by himself, would be a mitzvah to do the whole thing by himself. Maybe the Alter Rebbe in the Siddur holds, no, as long as you've done part of the mitzvah, you have fulfilled your obligation. And therefore, you have no problem with giving other people and the family members, let them also participate and do it. So, the Rebbe isn't clear over here, because the Rebbe doesn't necessarily say that it's different than the Shulchan Aruch. But all in all, it does seem that it would be proper to have family members at the time that you're doing Bdikas Chametz, and give everybody a part in the mitzvah that you're doing. You're doing a mitzvah, the other people are doing a mitzvah, so altogether, even though it's your obligations and it's not their obligation, but since you're doing part of the mitzvah, don't get out of it totally. And I think that fortunately, in our days, in most cases, people have more than just one room, and it meets also the requirement. It's hard for one person to do the whole thing, especially if we're talking about somebody who has family members. That means that he has more people in his household. It's not just a single person, because then he doesn't have family members. But we're talking about a family that does have more, and he has already adults that can check. You know, he has especially children, adults. So that means they have a larger family. So today's standards, it probably means that they have a bigger house. It'd probably be hard for one person to check anyways. So therefore, in practical terms, is if one has family members, get them involved and let them also be part of the mitzvah.